And we rode it. He wouldn't run. We drove, the fella drove the tractor up to him, and the straw office, John, he taken a ladder open, and a fella pushed him. He opened his mouth, he dropped that rope down, and he bit at it, and he just got around that trench, you know. Then he drawed it up, and he dropped a chain in there, got on that trench. Then they hooked him to that tractor. And then he roped his hind legs, and they hooked it to a horse. And it made the horse go, and they had the tractor to pull it, stretch him out. He took a hammer and bust his tushy out. Then he drug him on and laid him on to the house, fastened him up. After then, they killed him. He weighed 800 or 900 pounds. After then, they killed him, put him in the store, and sold him, I reckon.
But you heard of dogs,
Yeah, tackling people. Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Rabid ones?
A rabid dog?
Yeah.
No, I don't think no rabid dog. Rabid dog, too. I don't believe he would. I don't think a rabid dog, just there playing on a rabid dog, is a bad dog. I don't believe they had back in the days when I come up, that German Shepherd and all cities there. I remember a bulldog. I know a man had a bulldog, but he wouldn't bother Lindbergh. He named him Lindbergh. He wouldn't bother nobody.
He wouldn't bother?
No, great big old big-headed rascal. He wouldn't do nothing. Lazy. You could step on him and do anything, or he wouldn't bother you. Mm-mm. I never saw none of them down there with a German Shepherd like I see them people got them now. No, I never saw them. Now, I see a collie. He used to have collies.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you call a little small, noisy, yappy dog?
Them fife?
Yeah.
He ain't good for nothing but stick the big one on you. He really stick them little noisy rascals. He barked, he'd say, tear up the wood. And make the big dog get you. And he ain't gonna do nothing.
Did anybody ever raise sheep around here?
Yeah, Mr. Patterson. Adam and Patterson out there, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Adam was real estate men. He come out from Indiana, I think. And it's a big old house out there, man from England or somewhere done bought the house, no? It's a big old two-story building out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that old plantation house.
Yeah, he remodeling it now.
That man's from
Switzerland. Dudley Pillar sold it.
Mm-hmm. The old
telephone. It was out of the Patterson.
Oh, well, I see.
Patterson place. Now, Patterson, he had hundreds, thousands of sheep there. He created, every day he walked them over, every day. Tall old man. Took him a stick in the, he didn't allow a dog nowhere near there. And he walked them sheep there, he walked those little over every day.
Huh.
Over there.
And the male was a
ram.
And the female?
Mm-hmm. She go around that home.
Uh-huh.
He been just playing long sheep.
What did he, how did he call?
I don't know. All I was ever seen him doing, they would follow him anywhere because he fed them and tend to them. They knowed him. Anywhere you saw him walking through the passage, they was following him.
And they raised him for, he raised him for what?
Well, he'd get him up and shear him. And sell the wool.
Yeah. Did you raise cattle?
Yeah, I have raised them. Okay.
And the male in the herd you called a
bull?
Yeah. And the female?
The cow.
Yeah, but she would always go back in the woods when she was gonna what?
Like she was gonna find a calf or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she'd go back in the woods and bushes, hide out. I had one that hide out in a minute. You could tell this is good if you missed her a day or two. You couldn't tell about it too much, but if you missed her, and you could go look, you would find a calf.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The female horse was a
male.
And the male?
It stood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.